Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is already Dream Team Thursday. It's May 3rd, 2018. In 2 days, we will have the summit this coming Saturday and Sunday, and I was so excited. I woke up at like 3:40 this morning, and I am still awake. It's starting to hit me now, so we're going to have fun on today's show. But it's interesting as well, because all these dreams, I got a ton of dreams today, and it's like we remember a snippet. We might not remember the whole thing, but we remember what we needed to remember. But they all have an element of life in them. It's like really cool. I'm going to start with my first one. It says, "Morning, Nadia. Thank you for all the wonderful posts. I use it as a daily mantra and your talk shows as a form of therapy. The last two spoke to me in my time of need. If you have a moment, perhaps you can give me your insight on a dream I had a few nights ago. I dreamt I was giving birth to twins. There was a rush at the hospital and thought it was 4 and turned out to be healthy babies. I held them for feed and then woke up then. Kind regards, Janice Robson." Well, I will tell you that when you start dreaming about having babies, there's something that needs time to work its way into your life, and all that's telling you is give it the time it needs. Because when we think of babies, we always think of just having the baby and all the work that comes through it. But when you dream about having babies, it's a process. We don't just show up with kids. But it's funny that you dreamt you were giving birth and there was a rush at the hospital and you didn't say in there if you knew you were pregnant or not. But when you dream about pregnancies, it's that trust the process. And you're going to be okay. Your babies were healthy. It's kind of a really short but very cool feeling to know, you know what, I'm in the process of something. Because when you think of life that way, when you think of yourself in a process, it just helps you be patient. It gives you the insight that you know where you're going, so you don't have to, you know, pressure yourself in the sense that you're not sleeping or stress and all of that. You still will have some stresses because you enjoy the process, you're going through it. Even stuff you want, we're going to have stress with change and process and all of that. However, when it's in steps and you get it, you no longer need anything from it. You just know it's going to happen. So whatever's going on in your life, it's going to come back to you tenfold. Fact that there were twins and there were 4 and then they were healthy and, you know, it just kept growing and growing and growing. So it's a really cool dream. I always want people to, like, you know, I know it might be a year or two later, but let me know what happens because I love seeing these little insights. So I have another dream. I have this one's from Susan Ulrich. It says, "I dreamt I was in a car accident, totaled the truck, and got out without any injury. I was looking at the car and thought, oh, that can happen too. Then I went on to the next project. No fear, no anger, just acknowledgement. I don't remember how I got out of the truck, but it didn't matter. The only thing that mattered was that the accident didn't keep me from doing what I needed to do. Oh, well." Well, that's pretty funny because that actually happened to me. And I did get in a car accident, and I did total my car, and I did think to myself, oh, geez, this is going to take me an hour to get out of here, even though my car was totaled, and I walked out of the car, and it didn't even occur to me how lucky I was, how happy I was. It was interesting. It just was like a paradigm shift. And I have to tell you that when stuff like that happens and you're witnessing it as opposed to being a part of it, even though it's happening to you, it means that you didn't even really need it. It just needed to give you a message to go on, trust yourself. Look what you could walk from. Look what you could walk away from. That's huge. How many times have we lived in our lives and we thought, how am I ever going to do this? Or how will I ever make it? There were nights where maybe months in a stretch of doing this work, that I just didn't know, just did not know how. But yet, it's easier to die than to live at times. And I remember thinking, well, I'm still going to wake up tomorrow and I'm still going to have to face this. And I would take the worst case scenario and run it through my mind and see if I could make it. And then once I'd see that, I would rest and figure, well, I'll find a way. And that's how we keep going. So when something like that big happens, and you don't feel fear and you don't feel anger, you just, okay, this happened, I need to take care of it. It just tells you how much more you can take care of. It doesn't mean you have to take care of everything at one time. But whatever you face in life, you have the opportunity, you have the chance, you have the brain, you have everything you need to let it work out for you. And it doesn't have to do with anyone. A lot of times we think that somebody, someone, somehow is going to change or owe us or do for us or give us the avenue to do it, and it all goes back to you. You're in the car. Your car got hit. You walked away. You face the next thing. So empowering. Such empowering dreams today. So I have a question from Christopher Sedre. And he says, Nadia Khalil, what is the difference between a dream and a vision? Why are some people dreamers who do not succeed? Well, there's a difference between a dream and a vision because a dream happens when you're asleep. You just fall asleep. And whatever you're going to dream, you dream. We've been going through so much research of trying to control your dreams, trying to remember your dreams, trying to capture your dreams, and all these things. But you cannot control your dreams. Try to control everything. Gosh, it really sounds like it when we tried to, you know, capture our dreams, but it's really fascinating when we do. But when you have daydreams or you have dreams like you want to play the violin or to be a famous violinist or you want to be an athlete or you want to be a writer, the difference between a dream and a vision is just doing, putting action to your thoughts. Because a lot of times we say we want something and we'll spend an entire lifetime talking about how we want to do what we are doing. And we never put action behind it. That's how powerful action is. Once you start doing things, it's like even this morning, I knew, I'm like, oh my God, today's Thursday. Oh, wow. Tomorrow is Friday, which means that the summit is Saturday. Twice I was going to cancel the summit along the way. Twice. Because of all the things it took just to get some of the parts that should have just been moving easily to happen. But I knew I really wouldn't. I just needed relief from the pressure. I needed relief from the stress. just trying to get something right on the website took a whole week, and then it took a whole another week, and I had to deal with all these emotions and people, you know, wanting to say this person did that, and I just wanted to crawl under a rock. And mentally, I did for a short time. But I needed to so I can come out with some strength. Because I also had the vision. I also put action to it. And now I'm so happy for everything I went through to get to today. But it was a pain in the neck at times. And it was really fun at times. And when I got the download and wrote the plan, I was excited. Then when I tried it on Susan, I was excited. I needed to see what happened to someone who did this. And now I can't wait. So look at where it took me, up, down, and all the way around. But it's because I was doing it, because I put action behind it. Behind my words, behind my intentions, behind my dreams. So when you meet someone who has a dream and they have a million excuses why they didn't do it. Because the only success of anybody's dream is that they've put effort and tried it. That's when we succeed. Otherwise, it's really hard. It's hard to talk about something you want to do for a lifetime. I feel like just trying anything takes away the pressure and at least lets you know if what you dreamed about, what you thought you wanted to do, was what you thought it was. For me, it's just pure curiosity. If there's something I dreamed about, daydream or night dream, that I want to do, if it didn't happen in my life, it's because I really, really didn't want to do it ultimately. Anything we want to do, we tend to find a way. We do make it happen. So sometimes when people will say that and say it's been their whole life, I just say maybe, maybe. It just may not have been that important to you. Doesn't mean you're good or bad. It just means it wasn't that important to you. I find out how important this is to me when I'm really in trouble. And I had to be in trouble a lot for a long time. And when I tell you I suffered, I'm not even saying that for anything other than the fact that, oh my God, how I slept at night sometimes. I envisioned myself homeless and just hoping for a place to plug my computer in so I could still write. That is, I don't even know if that it's considered a dream and a vision. I don't know if that's just pure crazy. But I put myself at risk over and over again. I begged for help. The people I begged to didn't make me beg, didn't put me in a position to beg. But that's how I felt. But I kept on going. There isn't a big difference between dream and vision other than putting action behind it. But when you do, that's when you feel your passion. That's when your passion says, whoa, look, I've been here all along. But you had to find me. You had to get in there and dig in there and, you know, pull out your shovel and get rid of the stuff on top of me. And then once you get rid of the stuff on top of all of it, the truth, the beauty, and you picked it up with that shovel one excuse at a time as to why this can't happen. then you find out how it can. And then that's all you can see. So for such a short question, that answer I can talk about literally for the rest of my life. I pushed my kids from dreaming to doing. I didn't say one day you will be whatever it is. I would just tell them, make sure that what you do, you enjoy. Because if you enjoy it, you will do it. It's like going to the gym. If you go in and you do everything you hate, I will guarantee you that if you looked around and you tried all the machines, there would be some you really liked and really make you feel good. And when you like what you're doing, whatever routine it is, you'll go back. When you don't, you will dread it, and you will eventually not go back. Just pay attention to yourself, pay attention to what you respond to, and pay attention to what you don't. You don't have to be good at everything and know everything. And you for sure don't stink at everything. Find your spot. Because when you find your spot, now you could live in it. I know it sounds simple, but man, sometimes our heads are so hard that we can't see what's right in front of us. And it is right in front of us. There's no reason why it isn't. But when we put our blinders on, we can't see anything. We've decided we're upset. We've decided this can't happen for us. We've decided that it's just for everybody else. I don't have the money. I don't have the time. I don't have the space. I don't have this. I don't. And it goes on and on and on. And we're so good at it. But now we're kind of tired of that voice because that voice took years away from us. That voice took our dream and turned it into just like this small talk when it should be our biggest conversation ever. So thank you so much for that question. It's a great question. I have another dream, and this one's from Dulcie Maria. And she says, "Dear Nadia, if there is time, I have a dream from months ago that I do remember very often. There was a green valley with a strong tree in the middle. The sky was blue. I was watching from a far distance. I was just floating air. Your son Tarek was standing in front of the tree facing the valley. And you, Nadia, were sitting on the floor with your legs folded yoga style, wearing a white long sleeve loose top. You were looking up at your son with a big smile. Your son was looking at the front with strength and contentment. Then you turned your face towards me and saw me. In an instant, I flew towards your eyes while you kept smiling. Once I hit your eyes, I went straight to the sky upwards very fast, and you watched me go up. End of dream. Thank you for your time. Lots of love, Maria." That was a cool dream. Wow. You know, it's funny because I've had people, and I know I said this on some shows, and for those of you who haven't listened to earlier shows and just kind of got on recently, people dream about me like these kinds of dreams, and they'll tell me about them, and I get so happy because I feel like the energy that we share with each other is clean and pure and free. The one thing I love about doing the radio show is that none of us have to be here, other than the fact that we want to. I love doing it. I know that seeing Christ changed whatever it was that was inside of me. And it gave me, I have, thank God, an avenue to talk about it each and every day, even though we don't say where it all came from. It's all coming from there. And it's a very powerful love. And it's so powerful that it's absolutely simple. It's simple. And that simplicity shows up like that in the dreams. And it's amazing. Because nothing really happens, but there's a feeling of flight. The one thing everyone tells me that happens in their dreams, it all has to do with my eyes. And I have no idea, you know, I see myself every day and I don't, you know, I see it. I don't know what it is. So I see it, I see myself, but I don't see what other people can see. But I can feel it. That love for people is like immense. I could live 1,000 lifetimes and have enough. I don't think it'd ever run out because there's this respect I have for the human soul that I've had to learn along the way to have for myself. Because I never counted myself. And I realized a lot of people don't. We don't think of ourselves as people. And that's why I always say, you know, when you look at people and you think they're all doing great, people are looking at you thinking the same thing. Because we don't know each other and everyone looks, what looks abnormal, everybody looks normal. And until you talk to people, you don't know where they're at. But we forget that we are a people. We are a person. And when we do get to know each other, a whole new set of feelings come in and it dispels all of our original, like, judgments we may have made or our original conclusions we have made about someone. How many times have we met someone that we have concluded was a certain way? Then we found out that they weren't that way at all. And it reignites our belief that there's great things in life. Because the only real life that exists on earth is life. All the other stuff that comes and goes, whatever's a sign of our time in history, whatever our houses look like, whatever our cars look like, whatever our bank accounts look like, whatever our kids even, we come by ourselves and we leave by ourselves. We had that discussion at lunch yesterday about how, you know, we come alone and we leave alone. But we come with home in us and we leave to home. So we're not alone the way we would think. It's just that when our work is done, we go back. But that love, that feeling of flight, what Maria saw in her dream. It's just that she gets that it's only about love. There was nothing to take from me, nothing to take from my son, nothing to take from anybody. And also nothing you had to give. It was just the presence. And when we have a place where, let's just say, you know, I know this show isn't on at 5:30 everywhere in the morning, but it's on at any point, and you listen, and all you hear about is how your life is actually great. There's a greatness to it. How could you not feel good? Talk about dreams. We all dream about feeling good about our life, no matter what avenue we take, whether it's through music, through sports, through reading, through writing, through working, through children, whatever avenue we take, it all goes back to just wanting to feel good. Look at all the different ways we've got to do that. And we get to talk about it on top of it all because there's nowhere else to talk about it. There isn't time. But now that we're making time, We start to see it happening. And if that doesn't show you that thoughts are things, nothing can. Because it's that simple. And if we're looking for something bigger than life, I don't know about that. Because life is bigger than life. So if you want something bigger than life, you may not find it. Not because it's not there, it's just that life is what's big. And when we lose sight of that, then we start feeling like we're lost. We start feeling a sense of depression, being depressed. We might start feeling like people don't care. And then we convince ourselves nobody cares about us. I had somebody very close to me, like actually my family, say to me, well, what difference would it make if, you know, me and my kids all died to anybody? And I thought, well, that's a self-defeating thought. Why would you say that? Well, I just thought about it. And I said, well, technically, if any of us died, it might make the people close to us who know us feel sad or miss us or think about us differently. But that's true of anybody. Why would you take that thought and grow that thought in your mind instead of, wow, I really want to enjoy my family or the people I love? Why don't you choose that thought to grow with? And she looked at me and she said, I never ever thought of it as a choice. I was just feeling tired. And I felt like there's no relief for being tired, that I can't relax. I don't have time. I said, find a way to make time in your life. We have options. We really do. They may not seem big at first, but when you can take and capture time in your life, you will start to see how valuable that time is. And when you see how valuable that time is, you will stop wasting it. And when you stop wasting it, life takes on a whole new meaning. And that meaning that comes to you, it comes in these bits and pieces. Make you feel so happy and feel like everything you've done is worth it, because it is worth it. Even the stuff you think, oh, how stupid of me. Even the things you think were mistakes. Even the things you thought you did that you didn't, or the things you did that you didn't even know you did. It's all worth it. We have vision. We are a dream. Think about it. We have these minds that can think of anything and can create it. Anything within what we know, because we don't know what we don't know. But we can create it. And we forget how powerful that is. We get caught up in, I do this and I do that and you do this and you do that, and you can do that for a lifetime. But the bottom line is, think about, even if it's just for today, when you're just driving or you're just falling asleep or you're waking up in the morning, what are the things you think about? And that will be your clues to what you focus on. It's just your answer. It's not good, bad, or wrong, or right. It's just who you are. And when we can accept that, the dreams we have become our reality, just because we know what we know. It's really very cool. You guys, thank you for sending into your dreams. I didn't get to all of them, but I will do questions tomorrow, and we'll save those for next week. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.